So to come explain a little bit about what all those beautiful photographs and those tens of thousands of people were all about is missionary Paul I. He will introduce his wife, Ruth. We have been supporting them for many years. They are on that list that you have inside of your bulletin, and we are delighted to have them. They always bring joy to our hearts, and they tell stories that can be documented, but sometimes seem to be unbelievable in our particular nation. And so let's open our hearts to faith, and let's give them a good Brockton Assembly of God welcome as they come.
Well, good morning, Vietnam. Well, it's joy for me and my wife, Ruth, to be back with you today. How many of you that never heard my story before? Okay, we have some, okay. Well, I've been here many times. Years ago, when Pastor Bob Wise was a pastor, he invited me to come to share, and then he picked me up as one of your missionaries. And when Pastor Steve come take over the church, he doubled the supporting for us. And Ruth and I really appreciate your prayer and your support for us, that we are able to travel to many nations and bring the gospel to Jesus Christ. Even in past 3 years among pandemic, we were able to travel to Tanzania, Africa. We went to Myanmar. We went to Pakistan last year. And this year, we were able to go to Nicaragua. And a lot of miracles happened. And today, I would like to present to you some of the things that happened around the world. You just saw a while ago the video happened in Pakistan. March 26th last year was their National Day, like American, we have July 4. And God miraculous gave us the 2 weeks training and open air crusade. You see, on the pastor and leadership training, we start first day with about 500 pastors. But after a week, it increased to 2,500 pastors, church planter, elder, and deacon from 125 denominations come and join us. Because every night they saw sign, wonder, and miracle take place. So the crusade started with about 25,000 people first night. But at the end of 1 week, it increased more than 70,000 people. And you can see that they blocked the highway with 3 lanes each side, give us space to do the crusade. And they postponed their National Day 4 days later. So they gave us the chance to preach the gospel in a Muslim nation. And tomorrow I will fly back over there. And we have 2 weeks to travel in 4 different states to train and prepare the leadership ready for next year to do a bigger crusade. So please keep us in your prayer, because you know travel the other day is not easy with a lot of restriction. But we believe to God nothing impossible. So thank you very much for your prayer. Okay, today I'm going to share with you in Acts chapter 19, start from verse 1 to verse 11. Acts chapter 19 from 1 to 12. But before I go to detail, I want to show you some picture, what's going on. Oh, by the way, if you walk in, you don't receive one of my magazines. On the way out, you can stop by and pick up one of my magazines. I do this once a year to present to all the church who partner with us, supporting us. They know where their mission money go. Sometimes people thinking about mission just about money. But actually, mission is a lot more than money. It's about soul saved. Mission, M-I-S-S-I-O-N-S, stand for May I See Soul in Our Neighbor Save. That's from your local, your Jerusalem. And to the country, May I See Soul in Our Nation Save. And you go to global, may I see so in other nations saved. So, mission is about soul saved. I'm here today at the Fruit of Missions. Many years ago, Dr. John Hurston was sent to Korea, where he led Young Gi Cho to the Lord Disciple. And together they went to Vietnam and do a mission. So they have a big open air crusade in my town. I did not pay attention. But after 3 nights, my whole town was shaken. And some of my witchcraft students, by the way, I was a Buddhist monk for 9 years, I was a witch doctor for 5 years. I served 3,366 gods in my country. And I wrote a book, Go From Witch Doctor to the Past. How many of you have read my book? None of you have a copy of it? Okay. So after service, you can see my wife and you can get a copy of this book. This book already translated into 8 different languages now. And in Chinese, a lot of people get saved. So Hong Kong, they about to make a movie out of my life based on this book, how God transformed a Buddhist monk, a witch doctor, become a preacher worldwide. So please pray, because we have a lot of problem in Hong Kong now since China take over from Bristol. So the movie delay. But in this book, I share the story how I went to the crusade, tried to shut down. But when Jesus showed up with the power of the Holy Spirit, all 3,366 God that I serve disappeared. So I lost the battle, but I'm glad I lost, and now I won in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So because we are called to bring people out of darkness into light, out of Satan into God's kingdom. And we cannot do that by our own strength. You remember 7 sons of Sceva. When they saw what Jesus did, they saw what Paul did, they want to copy. But they copy without a copyright. So devil beat them up. Even 7 young men were strong, fast. But devil beat them up. And they ran bloody and naked. That's the reason why Jesus told his disciples, wait until you receive the power from above. And when Holy Spirit come upon you, you will have my power to be a witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. And with the power of Holy Spirit that I'm going to mention to you a little bit on this scripture, we are looking at Acts chapter 19, that we are fighting not with flesh and blood, but with the spirit's world. And you need to know, in the spirit world, there are only 3 spirits. Number 1, God's spirit, we call Holy Spirit. Number 2, spirit that he blow into our nose will become a living spirit. And the spirit of fallen angel, of Satan, former Lucifer. So I don't care how old are you, devil much older than you. I don't care how strong are you. Never stronger than you. But with Holy Spirit, we can chase them away. I went to the crusade with 3,366 guards. But when Holy Spirit showed up, all 3,366 guards ran away. And you know that Bible says, when we call upon God, all of our enemies will turn back and run away, because God is on our side. So what I'm going to share with you, based on Acts 19, I will show you some picture of what's going on around the world. This happened in Vietnam. One of the gangsters, He formed a gang in Vietnam. He was chased by the authority. He ran away from Vietnam to Malaysia, formed another gang. But after several years, the other three gangs come to join together and fight with his gang. And he lost. So he hide himself every night in the nightclub bar. And one day, 3 o'clock in the morning, when they close, he was totally drunk. So they just put him out in the front door, and the taxi pick him up and drop him in front of our church planting in Malaysia. So we took him in. Next morning, we let him to the Lord, disciple him. In 2000, when the COVID hit, he lost his job. So he called me and I said, okay, I will disciple you and send you back to Vietnam to be a missionary. And they say, Daddy, if I go back to Vietnam, they put me in jail. I said, don't worry. I was put in jail for 10 and a half years with 8 different prisons. But every prison they sent me there, God turned them into the church. First, they put me in politic prison for brainwash. 6 months later, all of the politicians come to worship Jesus. They sent me to another prison. They put me in a life sentence, gangster, drug dealer, criminal prison. They expect all the guy will beat me up and force me and discourage me. But 3 months later, they all come to Jesus and that prison become a church. Since they found out that politician, gangster, drug dealer, criminal cannot change my life, they sent me to the girl prostitute prison. And they expect though the girl will go knock me out of ministry. But 6 months later, it become another church. So in my book, I told all the story. So I told him, if God used me in prison, God can use you. So anyway, he listened to me, he go back. He went to give himself to police. They went all the record and found out nothing record about him. He said, you're free. You're not in our record. So he called me in the outside. He said, Daddy, they said, I'm not in their record. I'm free. I said, okay, start winning soul and planting church. So since 2000 until now, he start a church in his own home with 87 members in his little house and become a church planter. From a former gangster, now become a pastor. Nothing impossible to God. Okay, let's go to see the next one. A witch doctor. This guy, his father was a witch doctor, 5 years younger than me. And his father trained his two elder brother and himself become a witch doctor. But then later on, his father and two elder brother are dead 1 year apart. And he know that by 2000, he going to die. Because you know that Bible says very clear, whoever involved with witchcraft will be cursed by God. And their family will no longer exist on earth. And they know that. So his wife very sad. But the woman in the church invite her come for a woman breakfast and share with her about my story. When she saw, they pull out the phone and go to YouTube, they saw my testimony in YouTube. It's now many different languages. And she said, yes, I heard about this man. And though the lady saw her, he's still alive. And he traveled around the world, preached the gospel. So she kept watching my video for 4 times, and she knew now as Jesus come into her life. She went home, prepared a really good dinner. And when her husband come back from work, by the way, he was the construction engineer. So as he come back, and he saw the house decorated really nice, nice dinner table. He said, honey, I have good news for you. You're not going to die. And then what witchcraft told you? Because I have a good news for you. He said, what's the good news? He said, you want to hear good news now, or you want to take a shower, take dinner, and then hear later? He said, no, good news I want to hear right now. So he sit down, she opened the phone, and he put the YouTube, and he watched my testimony on the video. He said, "This the man Daddy told about." She said, "Yeah, that's him." So he kept watching for 5 times. He kneeled down, accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior. So after they shout dinner, and he asked, "Well, how do you know?" She said, "Well, this morning the lady in the church invited me to come to their woman breakfast and told me and showed me the video." He says, "This is the guy our dad told us that he quit witchcraft, become a preacher." And he wondered if that guy is still alive. She said, "Yes, he's still alive in America and travel around the world." I said, "How can we contact her?" She said, "Too late now, but tomorrow morning, first thing, I will call the Christian lady to find out." So next morning, they called me. That was morning over there, but evening here. I talked with them. And then I get the information. I call him. I say, "Okay, listen. You accept Jesus, that's a good thing. But that's only first step. If in next 6 months you give me every week 2 hours, I will decide for you. And you can replace me to continue in Vietnam." So I trained him. And then in past 1.5 years, he himself led over 500 people leave all the witchcraft and other faith and come to Jesus and the Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is the Myanmar, former called Burma. Since military took over the country, they ran away from their own country to Malaysia as a refugee. So when my wife and I, we were in Malaysia, we reached out hundreds of thousands Vietnamese workers over there and trained, discipled them. Now thousands of them returned to Vietnam, become church planter over there. But when they all left Vietnam, so we reached out to Burma, and we start one church there, and we have a Bible school train them. And in the past 3 years, they planned 4 new churches in Malaysia. And then through them, I reached out to their own country in Burma. This one, way up the mountain, they call the Victoria Mountain. That very, very high and far. Many years ago, when Ruth and I, we went to Hong Kong, we preached to 10,000 Chinese pastors. We brought them out of China to Hong Kong. Unfortunately, 4,000 were stopped by the police, only 6,000 able to come. But in that conference, I saw a young man go around and take picture and video. And later on, we arranged for other 4,000 pastors able to come to Thailand. I saw the same young man go around take picture. Later on, I go to Indonesia in the prayer mountain. I preached about 2,000 pastors. I saw the same young man come and take picture again. And then later on, we were in Cambodia. We have only 500 pastors come for the training. I saw the same young man come. So I asked him, "Excuse me, where you come from?" He said, "I come from Myanmar, former called Burma." I asked him, "Are you a professional photographer?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "How come I saw you in Hong Kong, in Thailand, Indonesia, and Cambodia, wherever I've come from, I always see you come and take picture and video." He said, "Well, I come to learn how to plant a church. But because I'm young, so all the elder pastors, they saw me, they give me their phone and say, go take picture. So they made me become professional, but I'm not. I come to learn how to plant a church." So I said, "How many churches have you been planted?" He said, "No." I said, "Have you been trained?" I said, "Yes. I was trained 4 years in Bible college. I get my bachelor in mission. And they sent me to 2 different churches, each church a year in turn to learn. But they just sent me go for. I didn't learn anything. So finally, they sent me to India for another 3 years to get my master in mission. But I don't know how to plant a church. That's why I come to the conference." I told him, I said, "You didn't learn anything from conference because you just run around take picture. Why don't at the conference you sit down with me for 2 hours?" So they sit down with me. I asked him, "What do you think about Dr. Yashua?" Yashua is one of my disciples. We sent him to China for 8.5 years. He planted 2,400 churches. and start 12 Bible school in China. He looked at me and said, Dr. Paul, I want to be like Dr. Joshua. I said, if you want like that, let's talk. I said, I want to hear your vision. After I hear your vision, I will give you correction. I give you direction. And I give you protection before I give you provision. So long story short, after 3 days, we agreed. So I told him, okay, stop. Don't go any more conference. Stay your home. And every week, I want you to go to Zoom with me for 2 hours. And I disciple you. So after 6 months disciple, Ruth and I, we flew out of Washington, D.C. to Korea and to Yangon, 32 hours. Get our airplane, we get on the bus for 14 hours. Get off the bus, we get on a taxi for 6 hours. Get off taxi, we get on the motorbike for 2.5 hours. And get up, motorbike, we walk 1.5 hour, go to the top of the mountain. You can see all of the video were taken by a non-Christian. It put on my YouTube. So by the time we reach to the village, Ruth saw a lady have a stroke and paralyzed, lay in the corner of the house for 1 year. And Ruth prayed for 15 minutes, she able to clap her hand. And half hour later, she stand up and jump in. And next day, she went out, invite their neighbor come. And we have 25 people accept Jesus. And we have them come out, help us to cut the tree and build a big tent for evangelism. In 3 days, we have 150 people get saved. So I told them, okay, now you are pastor of the church. Don't go anywhere. Take care of your church. And keep every week 2 hours to be disciple. And I said, pick up 12 people out of that 150 to train them. So in Christmas of 2019, we came for this graduation. And I told them, now send out 2x2 to East Village to start a church in 6 villages. Because when we were walking, we saw many villages with our church. But after Christmas 2019, COVID hit really bad. Everything was locked down. So I told them, you cannot go to city, but you can go to the village. Go to house by house, pray for people they need. So thank God, in past 3 years, they stuck in 11 new churches there. So even COVID hit in past 3 years really bad. We are not able to travel a lot. But through discipleship, we planted 31 new churches in past 3 years. And now you will see some of them. Let's go to the next slide. Now because they are chased by the military, run away from their town, they are now refugee in their own country in the jungle. So they have to go up high mountains so that where the truck cannot go up to refuge over there. So when people get saved, how can they baptize? Since there is no water on the top of the mountain. So they have a plastic bag. Every member of the church had to walk all the way down 2 miles to the bottom mountain to carry 2 gallons of water. And every elder and deacon in the church will carry 4 gallons of water from the bottom mountain to the top and pour out this plastic bag. That's how they do baptism. And you can go next slide. In those of people in the jungle, here you can see this a little barn where they raise the pig. So they put a plastic bag in that pond and pour water in and baptize. And here a water barrel, they put water and baptize people. You go to the next one. When they build a house for the pastor and they put the plastic roof, you know why they use the plastic roof? Of course, of that, they have no metal, nothing in the jungle. So whenever they need a baptism, they can pour out the roof and pour water in that roof to baptize people. Very creativity, right? Even in the mountain, they don't have anything there. No electricity, no water, nothing. But because they desire to win soul and planting church. And this is what happened over there. And I will go to see them in January. Let's go to the next slide. This happened in Vietnam. Here you can see four people, the black and the red shirts. They were security police, were sent to Malaysia to watch on us. And these two guys were gangsters. So in Malaysia, every Christmas, Thanksgiving, and New Year, what we did was we invite every Vietnamese and other countries like Nepal, Indian, Bangladesh, Myanmar, come for our love dinner. And we didn't print out, but we tell them, come, we have a special ham for you. You know, Muslim country, they're not allow people to eat ham because ham to Muslim is unholy food. But young generation, they love it. So we invite them come for free dinner with a special ham prepared for them. So after ham come through their mouth and Lamb of God come into their heart. So we go from ham to Lamb of God mission. And it do very well in the country. I do in many nations, but I don't want to name you all that nation. But particularly in Malaysia, that's what we did. So they all came because ham. But when they left with the Lamb of God, and now they all come back to Vietnam, they all become church planter. And each one of them now pastor church. So they come to a conference that all the people come back from Malaysia, Korea, and Cambodia, become pastor in Vietnam. So they just send this photo to me. During the time of COVID, this guy, they have to leave the factory in Malaysia back to Vietnam, become church planter. And I was told that they plant thousands of new churches among younger generation. And you will see some more. Next one. These the gangster were put in jail for life because they were drug dealer. As I mentioned earlier and also in my book, I have some story of them. When did the guy was sentenced for life? Nobody cared for them anymore. So in prison, they have nothing but one underwear. So they cover their body by tattoo. They put tiger, lion, cobra, snake, spider, dragon, just like a little zoo on their body by all of the tattoo. When they put me in the prison for life with the gangster, they expected the gangster will beat me up and torture me and discourage me. So when they send me to a cell, 1624, packed 88 young men for life. So when I walk at the front door, they look at me and say, what are you doing? I say, I'm a pastor. A pastor? What kind of crime you involved? I say, no, I'm not involved any crime. You must be a wrong place. If you're not crime, why they put you here? This is only for the criminal. I said, my God sent me here as an ambassador from heavenly kingdom to bring you hope where you're hopeless. No hope in this place, man. You can get in, but you can never get out. The only chance for you to get out is when you stop breathing and they put you in a coffin and send you to cemetery. I said, that's the reason why God sent me here. So they, two big guys come and put me over the wall and take off my clothes. By the time I take off my clothes, they saw I have tattooed more than any one of them. Tattooed my body in the name of 3,366 gods when I was a witch doctor. So when they saw my body, they said, what are you really doing? I said, I'm really a pastor. A pastor with this all tattooed your body? You look like a gangster more than a pastor. I said, I even was more than a gangster, but God can change many gangsters become pastor. If you're patient, I'm going to tell you some story. What story? Story how God changed many gangsters now become pastor. How long the story take? I said, I have enough time, enough story to tell you. Make it short, we don't have much time to hear a long story. I said, don't worry, I have full version, I have long version, and so I have short version. So if you don't have time, I will give you a short version. But I feel sorry for you guys, you are so stupid. How come you end up your life in prison for life? And you try to tell me you don't have time to hear a story that changed your life from death to life. But I will give you a short version. Oh, by the way, you know, Lumara, I mentioned the name of the top gangster of the country. Of course, they all know. They say, oh, yeah, I know him. He was my boss. I said, you know what? He's my disciple. Huh? How come it happened? Do you want to know his story? Yeah, tell me a story how my boss become your disciple. What version you want to know? Full version, long version, or short version? It doesn't matter what version. I want to know how my boss become your disciple. So I told the story, how I met that young guy in previous prison, how I led him to the Lord, how I discipled them, how God miraculously changed his life. He was released from prison as a miracle. He went to my Bible school and I trained him for 3 months. I sent him back to his community for 1 month. He led 5 other gangsters to the Lord. When I mentioned the name of different gangster, another group said, yes, I know him. He was my boss. I said, you know, he's a student in our Bible school. How come my boss become your student? I said, you want to know the story? Tell me story. I said, what version? It doesn't matter what version. We want to know. So for 3 months, all of the gangster come to Jesus. Hallelujah. So now we have a new generation of the gangster become a preacher. They plant thousands of churches in Vietnam. And a new generation of preacher with full body of tattoo. And imagine that the police didn't bother them because police know all of them. They were in and out of prison all the time. And now they preach the gospel so police don't care. And that's how they led many gangsters to the Lord. So nothing impossible to God. And in past 3 years of COVID, I really thank God. I'm not able to get into Vietnam, but through our Zoom, Facebook, and we have many different apps in our phone now, I disciple thousands of our son and daughter, and they're planting churches all over there. Let's go to the next slide. And this one you can see a 4-star general and his wife. I started my ministry in Cambodia since 1988. Cambodia was known as the killing field. But when I went over there, the Lord asked me, can the bone come back to life? I was glad that I read the Ezekiel 37 for many times. So I answered, yes, Lord, you know it. And the Lord said, if you turn the killing field into mission field, I will turn into living field. So Ruth and I, we went there, and we planted many churches. But when we went, this 4-star general sent his wife follow us and monitor, take all our teaching material and record. So one day he invited us to come to his home for dinner, and I shared with him my story. And we pray for him, and boom, Holy Spirit touched. Both of them were filled with Holy Spirit, speaking tongue. And by that moment, he decided to serve the Lord. So he went to the king that he served for 60 years. He said, Majestic King, I have been honored to serve you for 60 years. But now I found the King of Kings. Would you release me to serve my king? He said, there is no any King of Kings. I was king for many years, I know. So he started sharing about Jesus. So finally, the king said, what do you need? He said, I just need you to release me so I can serve my kings. He said, keep your house, keep your car, keep your salary, keep your bodyguard, keep your driver. Serve your king half time, serve me half time. He said, can we do this for 1 year before we go to talk it again? The king said, okay. So he really prayed that he wanted to serve the King of Kings full time. Guess what? 6 months later, the king dead. And with full retirement, Hebrew Church, Holy Spirit Church. I hope one day we can invite Pastor come and teach over there, become my training center in Cambodia. But what happened was, in past 3 years, because of COVID, everything was locked down. He and his wife, he still keep the king's car with a sign on that windshield, that VIP. So he's able to travel to every village. So in past 3 years, he and his wife travel and start 35 churches in 35 villages. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So in Cambodia, we have lighthouse children refuge. We don't want to call them orphanages because we want to change the mentality of the kids that you're no longer orphan because God now is your father and we, the church, are your mother. And I really appreciate this church, your faithful support us, so we're able to feed those kids. So those kids, we feed them, we teach them till the day we're able to release them back to the community. But during COVID time, really hard for us, but God really blessed us. We're able to take care for them. And we send them out to community to serve the community. Let's go to see next photo you see. Okay, we put them in tuk-tuk. What tuk-tuk mean? That mean a 50cc moped and put the cart at the back. And that cart normally carry only 2 tourists. So local people, they can sit for 4. But we put 16 kids on that tuk-tuk to go to the neighborhood to clean up the community there. And many times police stop and we told them what we are doing. So they say it's very dangerous. You cannot put all the kids on that tuk-tuk. So they give us a design, and we already knew we have a new cart now. We can put 30 kids inside with all safe. And they go out to reach out to the community. Let's go to the next photo. Next one. You can go next one. Okay. What they did was last Christmas, they go out to clean up the community, and people ask, who are you, where you come from, why are you doing this? So they share their own testimony, how God changed their life, blessed them, and they want to clean the community same way God cleaned their life. They invite people come for their own concert on Christmas. And you can see people at the back, they invite come and they all accept Jesus. You can go to the next slide. These people came and they give their life to Jesus. So out of that orphanage, we don't call orphanage, we change their mind, we call Lighthouse Children Refuge. They now start a new church called Lighthouse Church in Cambodia. That will be there in December. This is what we did in Pakistan last year, so we can go faster because this you all see on the movie. This we do training for the pastor and evangelist. Next one. We do first crusade about 25,000 people. And the last one, we have more than 75,000 people. You can see they block all the highway so we can use the road, become our crusade. I reach out to the people in one village, and in 2 hours, we have 187 people accept and start a new church. This, what happened was, when we traveled, we saw a community. 187 people live nearby a pond. So we stopped, I just took a photo because it's nowhere in desert you see a group of people live there. So we found out that the reason they left, that they live in that place because there is a pond. So a little pond with water served 187 people plus with their camel, water buffalo, cow, horse, donkey, ducks. So the water they pick up from that pond early in the morning, 5 o'clock, it looked like lemonade. If they pick up at 7 o'clock when all the animals come, it's like coffee. So I quickly used our water filter. So we put on a bucket and they put the water come. You see how dark the water is. And go through this filter. And this come out. On the left side, you see water like in the bottle. They, wow, you have magic to change the water from darkness into light, white like that. I said, no, it's about the filter. And they said, you know, same thing. our life when we receive everything from the world. We have a dark life like that water. But when Jesus comes, he takes away all our sins. And whoever in Christ become a new person. All things pass away, all become new. So if you receive Jesus coming to your life, he will filter, take away all your darkness sins and give you a new life, a new creation. So 187 of them all accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. And that pastor now become the pastor of this church with only 2 hours. Nothing impossible to God. Okay, let's go to the next one. Now let's go to Acts chapter 19. When you read Acts chapter 19, many people love verse 11 and 12. Sign, wonder, and miracle. And yes, it's available. But before sign, wonder, miracle take place, God needs each and every one of us to prepare ourselves. You know why? Because when sign, wonder, miracle take place, thousands of people will come. It happened everywhere in the world. That's the reason why when I went to Africa, I went to South America, or go to India, or go to Pakistan, I see miracles happen all the time, like you saw in the movie. But to be able to follow up and disciple them, we need to prepare ourselves. And this is what I want to share with you today, to prepare you and this church. We'll grow double next year. You believe that happened? Okay. In Acts chapter 19 said, when Paul, he went to Ephesus, he found out some new disciples. And he asked them, did you receive Holy Spirit when you believe? Early church, very strong, emphasized about baptism of Holy Spirit. You know that? In Luke chapter 34, Jesus told his disciples, you have to go to preach the whole world, but wait in Jerusalem until you receive the power from above. Because when Holy Spirit comes upon you, will give you power. I mentioned earlier that we are fighting not with flesh and blood, but with spirit. And we cannot fight with our own strength. You remember seven sons of Sceva copy with our copyright. And devil hurt them so bad. That's why we need to be filled with Holy Spirit. So early church, they fill with Holy Spirit before they go out. So about mission, we know that a lot of missionaries in the mission field, but you know, a lot of them were beat up really bad and returned, discouraged. Because if you go without power of Holy Spirit, you will experience how bad devil attack you. So the early church, they really focus on the baptism of Holy Spirit. You can see that even in Acts chapter 8, when they found out that in Samaria some people get saved, the church quickly sent Peter and John come to pray for them to be filled with Holy Spirit. So two things that I want to present to you today. I don't want to go to 3 points because you have too many things to remember. So this morning I want you to remember two things, 2 points. That to grow the church. Number one, you need to be filled with Holy Spirit. So when Paul asked them, have you been filled with Holy Spirit? They said, no, we haven't heard. So he asked them what baptism you did. He said, baptism of John. So Paul baptized them in the name of Jesus and lay hands on them and they received Holy Spirit. And now Paul go to next step. After receive Holy Spirit, Paul disciple them. But there were some people arguing and fighting about doctrine and theology. So Paul pulled them aside. You go to the next slide, you will see that he discipled these 12 men in Hall Cotterano. And then, what happened to you? I would invite you to read together with me verse number 10. This went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who live in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. How long? How many years? 2 years. How many people? Okay. All people heard the word of God. So to be able for this all people, Jew and Greek, to hear the word of the Lord, how many people were sent out? How many? 12, yes. Okay, now help me out. Help me out. How 12 people reached out the whole province of Asia with only 2 years? Do they have a cell phone like us today? Do they have Facebook? Do they have high-speed internet? No. Do they have YouTube? Do they have Zoom? No. So how come 12 men for 2 years reached out the whole province of Asia and all Jews and Greeks come to know the word of the Lord? Discipleship. When Paul teaches these 12 men, these 12 men come out and teach 12 other, and the next one teach 12 other. That how discipleship. So this morning I want to present to you two things. Number one is filled with Holy Spirit. Number two, made disciple. Talking about made disciple, remember 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Paul told Timothy, pick up someone that teachable, teach them, and make them teach the other. So this morning, very easy, two things. Number one, filled with Holy Spirit. Number two, disciple. Disciple, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 2, you go home, you remember. Number 2, easy for you today, right? Okay, so they disciple them, and in 2 years, the whole province of Asia hear the word of the Lord. So you see how big Asia, right? Okay, let's go to the next one. I don't have time to go all detail. Next slide. Now, this is the kind of the church growing. What type of the church growing do you like? Which one you like? Rabbit? Okay. I want to tell you something. An elephant, I travel Africa many times, and every time I go over there, they always take me to different kinds of safari. Far away, I saw big elephant. But after 2 or 3 days, I told the pastor who, our tour guide, I said, Pastor, I don't see any rabbit here. He said, oh, a lot of them, million of them. I said, well, show me some. I didn't see anyone. I saw all elephant, but I never see a rabbit. He said, no, Pastor Paul, you cannot see the rabbit. I said, why? He said, number one, because they live underground. They did the whole live underground. And because they are low under the grass, you cannot see them. But million of them. An elephant, a female elephant, it took her from 18 years to 20 years before she able to conceive. And after conceive, it took her another 2 years pregnant before she delivered a baby. When she delivered the baby, she had to nurse her baby for another 2 years before she able to conceive again. So it took 18 to 24 years for one elephant to reproduce one. Now come to rabbit. I think you might see some in your backyard, right? A female rabbit at the born, next 60 days, that means 2 months, she can give first harvest with 15 babies. And after 1 month, she had another 15 babies. By that time, the first 15 babies, each one of them give 15 babies. So if you multiply by 24 years, you have millions of rabbits. And the church in many global countries, like China, North Korea, some Muslim nation, I don't want to mention the name. I can tell you even Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan. Last week, I met with 150 pastors from 150 nations come for an upper room prayer. I heard many wonderful testimonies in past 2.5 years out of COVID. The church in the global country grow and become. They meet from house to house. So all the buildings were closed, but the underground church, how church grow. Even I was in Netherlands in May. All big buildings were closed, but 35 new churches come out from one of our friends because they're house church. They're just disciple one-on-one. And everyone go out and let another one. Let's go to the next slide. You will see this. Okay. If first year you want one soul, so you have two. So next year you have four. After 5 years, you have 32. And you keep to do the same thing. After 10 years, you have 1,024. After 15 years, you have 32,000. The reason I put this here because it's practical. When I first get saved, in my first 4 years, I start a church with 10,570 people. And I know that Jung Gi-cho, first 15 years, he had a church of 50,000 5 year old. And now we found in Indonesia, Muslim nation, you know, Indonesia is the biggest Muslim population of the world, 250 million people in Indonesia. But you know, the world biggest church is in Indonesia. Yang Gicho Church, only 10,000 in the main century. With all overflow, it can about 20,000. But in Surabaya of Indonesia, there is a church of 35,000 seats. In Samarang of Indonesia, there is a church that bought a stadium and convert into a holy stadium, 25,000 seats in main century. And government of Indonesia found that 32 to 35% population are now born again Christian. How can it happen one-on-one? So if every one of you win a soul and make disciple, by next year, you can see problem here. You know what problem you're going to face? You don't have enough seat. Maybe you increase maybe 4 service. But without you, filled Holy Spirit and made disciple, it won't happen. Don't expect that Pastor Steve and Pastor Vicky will make it happen. The church grow double without you involved. That will have heart attack. I saw that in many countries when Pastor try all his best. When the church grow, he have heart attack. But when church grow in this way, everybody growing healthy. And this happened. So now, before I go to end, I want to present you some of the Bible verse that we need to read and remind ourselves. That it happened in the New Testament. It happened now in many countries. Even in Muslim country. And by the end of service, I will ask Pastor and you to join pray for us. Because tomorrow, I will to leave for Pakistan. And we do the discipleship, prepare the church for next year. And we believe that nothing impossible to God. But we have to believe in His word. And we have to take an action. If we do our part, God does He. Amen. You believe that? Okay, let's go to the next slide. Okay, let's read together, please. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God go with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Next one. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angel nor demon, neither present nor the future, nor any power, neither head nor depth, nor anything else. Okay, when anything else, I want to stop here. If Paul, apostle, live in our time, he might add, even COVID-19. You know, COVID-19 really scared a lot of people. Until now, many big churches in Europe still closed because they're afraid of COVID. That's how many house churches were growing up. But I want to tell you this. I do whatever government tell me to do. I get first shot, I get second shot, I have COVID. I go get a third shot, I get COVID again. I have 3 times COVID. But I perform 5 funerals for people who are dead with COVID. And I still travel whatever is open for me. And travel in the day very difficult. Some country, they say you must have all this requirement, everything. We do everything digital. When we arrive at the airport, say, no, we need a hard copy. So now I learn I have digital and have copy, and I have 4 or 5 different copies. Because sometimes they take away, and next stop, they wear your COVID vaccine. So a lot of difficulty. But I believe that the one within us is greater than COVID. So don't be afraid. So let's go back there. Nor any power, neither height or depth, nor anything else, even COVID-19, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let's go to the next one. Okay, let's read together, please. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will trouble or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword or COVID-19? Or COVID-20, or COVID-22, or Delta, whatever. No, in all these things, we have complete victory. We are more than conqueror through him who loved us. We are more conqueror. Look at your neighbor, say, you are more than conqueror. What conqueror mean? I give you example. You know, in Vietnam, we don't have box like America because we have a small size. But we do have a wrestler. So a wrestler, before he go to fight, his coach will take him away from his family and brought him to jungle. 4 a.m. the morning, he had to wake up and run for 20 miles to get sweat and take a bath with cold water and then go to train him how to fight. After 3 months, they bring him back to the city and he went to the fight. After 15, 20 minutes, he knocked out the other guy. So raise his hand, he's a champion. He conquered the other guy. They give him a bell, a certificate, a gold medal, and an envelope with a lot of cash inside. So people come and hug him and congratulations. People come and shake their hand, congratulations. And finally they found a skinny lady walk by and give him a kiss and take the envelope with millions of cash, put on her purse and walk away. He said, who is that lady? She is more than conqueror. They said, that's his wife. So husband do all the fight and the wife get their reward. But friend, let me tell you, Jesus Christ, our husband, come all the way from heaven to the manger, from manger to the cross, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. He conquered the dead. But we are his coming wife. We are more than conqueror. So it doesn't matter COVID-19 or 20 or Delta or whatever. We are more than conqueror. We are going to see this church grow and grow double in next year. Amen. May God bless you.